This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 300 for Wednesday, March 12th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE futures canola market resumed its downturn due to tariffs imposed by the United States and China. Meanwhile, Statistics Canada projected 2025-26 canola acres totaled 21.646 million, down 1.7% from last year. The data was collected before the U.S. and China implemented tariffs on Canadian imports. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed were down, while Malaysian palm oil is up. Crude oil was stronger due to a weaker U.S. dollar. The Canadian dollar was up nearly 0.4 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The Bank of Canada cut its key interest rate by 25 basis points at 2.75% earlier today. The May canola contract was down $17.60 per ton at $573.30. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were in negative territory, while wheat was steady to lower. StatCan projected 3.769 million acres of corn to be seeded later this year, up 3.2% from 2024. Canada's Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Jonathan Wilkinson, said U.S. ethanol could be one of the many goods targeted in a second round of retaliatory tariffs. Canada is the largest foreign buyer of ethanol from the U.S. In the U.S. Midwest, temperatures are expected to warm up to the low 20s Celsius before cold and wet weather arrives this weekend. The May corn contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.61. StatCan estimated 2025 soybean acres to total 5.635 million, down 1.3% from last year. ANAC projected Brazil's March soybean exports to be 15.45 million tons, up from 14.8 million in previous estimates, and up 15% from last year. Workers at soybean processing plants in Argentina will go on a nationwide strike starting today due to a wage dispute with conglomerate Vizentin. The May soybean contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.01. All 2025 wheat acres in Canada were projected to total 27.475 million, up 2.6% from last year. Estimated durum acres stayed steady at 6.367 million, winter wheat acres jumped 15.1% at 1.687 million, and spring wheat acres increased 2.5% at 19.2421 million. The Canadian Drought Monitor reported that 23% of prairie agricultural land were impacted by abnormal dryness or some form of drought as of February 28th, slightly less than the previous 2 months, but down more than a third from the end of November. Jordan issued a tender to buy up to 120,000 tons of wheat. The May Chicago wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.54. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.73. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.94. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 12th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.